consistently attract soulmate clients, begin showing up on brand, monetizing on your calling. Welcome all spiritual coaches, leaders, healers, light workers, and practitioners to a show that turns you on in your business and amplifies your magnetism. I'm host, catalyst, and spiritual business coach Rosalind Fung, and I'm here to journey with you into the juicy and help you discover where the real gaps are. Ignite your mindset and soul with strategies and systems as each episode takes you to the sweet spot that activates your soulgasmic business. Enjoy this light language activation as we begin to magnetize and monetize. Where are all my mumpreneurs? This episode is for you. And even if you're not a mom, you absolutely are a mother because you are here to create a difference in this world through impacts, through changing lives. And this episode is for thus all of us. We are going to be talking about activating the new code and power of motherhood. My loves, this is a very special episode where I'm hosting my friend and special guest, Carrie Ann Callen. Carrie Ann is an activator of the new code of motherhood. She helps moms gain access to their inner power, love, and strength, and shows them how to use their inner power to create the futures that they dream about. All moms deserve to be emotionally, physically, spiritually, mentally free from the past and to have control over the futures they are creating for themselves, their children, and for the collective. Carrie was shown in a prophecy how to create the new earth. And it begins in the hearts of moms in the homes where they are raising their kids. And it doesn't have to be hard. And she's going to really share with you exactly how this unfolds. Carrie is, let me tell you guys how I met her. So I believe that she somehow connected with me, definitely on social media. Perhaps I was on another summit and her team reached out and asked me to be on her summit. And honestly, at first I was like, I don't know. Because yes, I'm a mom. I'm an entrepreneur. But for whatever reason, I didn't really connect myself to the, I don't truly resonate with mompreneur, to be honest. And so I was like, I don't know. And at the time, this was at the beginning of COVID where I was really struggling in my own, having that own, my own balance in my own emotions around COVID and the adjustments with my kids being at home and feeling really overwhelmed with trying to find the balance with homeschooling and my husband being home and us trying to find that flow. I was really overwhelmed. Can any of you resonate with that? So then when Carrie asked me to be on the summit for mompreneurs who can do it all, I was like, oh, lady, I don't know. I don't think you have the right person. And so as we got on an interview, just to kind of check it out to see if it's a fit, Carrie was actually like, I loved how persistent she was in saying, yes, no, I know you are. And I'm very clear that spirit was guided her to me. And she was very persistent and say, yes, you are. Like, it's exactly what you're sharing. Like, moms need to hear this vulnerability. And that's exactly what I'm about. So I'm like, oh, right. Yes, that's right. I don't have to have it all together. Clearly I was a little bit out of alignment, or maybe a lot. And so when we actually connected on a Zoom call, I just fell in love with her. She is just a beautiful woman who really held space. And you know, how many of us can go out in business and have a quote unquote interview, and yet it feels so, I mean, certainly this does not happen in the corporate world. And in the spiritual world, it's just so much more real in my experiences where, you know, it's just like, here we are, we're two human beings and we're understanding each other as women, as moms. And I was like, yeah, I gotta be on her summit. This lady is amazing. And she really resonated. So Carrie Carrie, I wanted to say that she's a single mom of three powerful daughters. I'm sure she's going to share a little bit more about her journey because I'm going to ask her to. And together with her daughters, they are paving the way for true liberation for moms and families where peace, love, and joy are the way we get to love each day. Hello, Carrie Anne. Welcome. I'm so happy to have you.
So excited to be here. Oh my gosh. Yes.
Yeah, we're going to have fun just jamming together.
Yeah, like reliving how we connected and the magic that we got to create. I'm so excited for such a juicy conversation today.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Well, speaking of juicy, I'd love for you to start with, so our audience, those that don't know you, can really get to know what your story is, how you discovered your mission and your superpowers. I'd love to really have the audience listen to this.
Well, I discovered my superpowers in the muck, in the heaviness, in the challenge of life that was, I was living very inauthentically. I was working as a public school teacher, and I knew that I was hiding a lot. I was very insecure. I had very low self-esteem. And in my marriage had a lot of turbulence, a lot of ups and downs, and I was not happy. And, you know, one moment I'd be like, okay, I can do this. The next moment I would be wanting to leave. And then, of course, at the time I had two daughters, and when I would get home from work, I did not have any desire to, or any clue how to be a mom who was present, who was loving, who was connected. And so I had all of these loose ends in my life. And I didn't pray at the time. I wasn't connected to God, or even, I didn't even know what spirit was or that I had a spirit. And I was completely missing out on the most powerful aspect of me. And so by happenstance, you know, now I know it was just all divine intervention. My desires, they started to be heard. I was asking for life to be easier. I was asking for, begging for a way out of my own misery. You know, I was suffering from depression, and if I wasn't depressed, I was in anxiety over my future, and I couldn't get a grip on life. And that's when I started to understand like the laws of the universe and the laws of manifestation. And as soon as I started to read about that, I was like, oh my goodness, here is my way out. Wait a minute. Your thoughts create your reality. Wait a minute. I can choose. I have choice. Oh my gosh. If I have choice, what am I going to create? And so I started to allow myself to tap into my inner dream space, which I call the dream code. And this space is I realized it was inside of my heart, that I had already created my dream, and it was already within me, and that I had the power. Like, I was like, oh my God, I have the power. I'm powerful. Like, I started to turn myself on. And things started to shift, you know, like work became easier. I started connecting with my kids. I just kept getting guided. Like, I got guided to Dr. Shefali, who's a conscious parenting coach. And I started to learn about what's on the other side of our challenges. And I started to move through my own challenges. I had to take a look at myself and say, like, I determine my own happiness. I am the creator of my reality. And I felt incredible empowerment from that. Like, unlocking myself and choosing, deliberately choosing who I was going to be, changed everything in my life. And the real big change in my life came on one of my birthdays. A friend of mine had said, you know, you've got to listen to this. You've got to have a session with Karina Stewart. And And I said, I don't know who she is, but if you're saying this, you know, I'm like, sure, whatever. And so I had an intuitive reading with her, and she said, you are, you know, she's like, you have something really amazing to give to the world. And I was like, oh, wow, I have no idea what that is, but I believe you. And I started doing activations of the new human with my then she was my activator. She is now my business coach, my soul wealth coach. Mm-hmm. And how that changed my life was that I realized that I had a prophecy, and I didn't know what that prophecy was, but that's when my prophecy started to speak to me about children and about how children required specific aspects of moms, and how each one of them had a language, and how we have our own language, and how we have, you know, and how we're, you know, as moms, we're morally responsible for awakening ourselves fully so that we can guide our children to their greatness energetically, spiritually. And my problem was, Rosalind, much like yours, and this is why I took such a strong stand for you, is I was not a good mom. I would yell at my kids. I would, you know, like, I just remember these horrible moments that I've had with myself as a mom. And what my prophecy shared with me was how to come to resolution with the dark side of my motherhood, and how to alchemize that into love and peace. And what happened through that is I understood that my prophecy was to create a new human reality where families were moving into much higher frequency and much higher consciousness, and closing that gap that we have wanted to have forever, which has to do with connection and true soul connection. Sacred union relationships, that's been a huge part of my life, my work, so that children can grow up experiencing unconditional love. And what happened was my prophecy shared with me what I call the cosmic laws of love, and I apply them in my life. So these are not the laws of love that we have in our human form, which is where love also equals hate, or our joy also equals sorrow. It is the cosmic laws of love that were downloaded into me. It's the frequency and the vibration of what I call the living law, the living love. And that is where you become love, you become peace, you become money, you become all of your organic abundance, which is sourced from within. So what I realized was that I was doing life all wrong, trying to chase the American dream. And I had the dream inside of me, and all I needed to do was unlock it using what I would say are codes. And codes are energy, it's basically energy systems inside of the heart that connect with cosmic and connect with Earth, so that we can be of the Earth and we can be of the cosmos, and that we can actually ride out the storms that we're in right now. And you know, what my prophecy also shared was that there would come a time when one system of life would not work anymore. And what I'm sharing with this is doing things from the old way, where your parents came from, what your neighbors are doing, even reading books about parenting or books about manifestation. It's almost like all of those things kind of just were like, whoosh, they were missing the biggest piece. And what they were missing was us and yes. our hearts, and being able yes. to have full access to the resources, the tools, the power within us. I had to completely detach from an old system, mm-hmm. and that was very challenging, and completely integrate and download and embody the new teachings of the new humanity.
I think this part here, love, I would love to like dissect that a little bit.
Yeah.
Where, and perhaps after commercial, but I really want to hear how you unpack all of this, you know, how you did tap into your heart and your soul, unlock what within, because there's a lot of people who are listening who likely my audience loves personal spiritual development, or they would not be listening to this, and they're recognizing that some parts of their life, I'm sure I'm like nodding as I'm listening to your story, it's like yeah I could be more conscious about that, like anything is possible, I take full responsibility, and that is so juicy. There's so many directions I want to go. So how about this? I'm going to say, when we come back from commercial, we're going to talk about how you exactly unlock that for yourself. And then I would love to also jump into the cosmic laws of love as well. So let's, oh, and my little boy just came in to say hello. So we will hear back from you guys. You'll hear back from us after commercial. Hi, lovey.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
When you wake up in the morning, are you excited for the new day? Are you passionate about your work? Are your relationships fulfilling? And finally, are you happy? I'm Mia Voce, your host and guide to the power of five. Harness the forces of the universe and unleash your powers within. Join me each Tuesday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, here on OM Times Radio. And remember, anything is possible. You only just have to believe.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back. All right. Can you get mommy some more water?
Please.
Welcome back, my love. So I'm here with Carrie Ann, and she's just shared her amazing, incredible journey from going from autopilot to being a creator of her own reality through unlocking herself into her own truth and her own superpowers and her new possibilities. And Carrie Ann, you talked a little bit about something, you know, that I think a lot of people, well, I certainly haven't heard this a lot, is a new human reality. So help us understand how you unlocked your own gifts to create this new human reality. And what exactly does that mean?
So first of all, we have two systems that are working on Earth right now. We have an old financial system. We have an old, we'll call it like a government system, where inside of these systems, there is war, there is greed, there is power and an imbalance of power. We could talk about the imbalance of the masculine, the feminine. We could also say that these systems were actually created in the absence of our own power. Okay. So what we're experiencing right now on Earth is a changing of the guard, where we are becoming the power of one, and we are understanding that when we become the power of one, which is where we source our life and we create our life from what is within us, that we then become in what is called unity consciousness. And this is what I call like the new human reality. This is not my work. This is my coach's work. But this is something that my prophecy is to minister this and actually be a bishop of the new human reality, which is to be an activator of the light and the love of, we'll call it God, the God aspect inside of us. So, you know, the what is happening right now through the coronavirus and the pandemic is that there's a change of power from false power to true power, which is the power that's sourced from within us, in our hearts, and our ability, and with that comes our ability to create the reality that exists inside of us. If we want to go deep into it, we are the cosmos and we are the earth. And earth has gone through many evolutions to become something called the angelic earth. And our children, our young children, and I'll just share a quick story about my daughter, Anya, who came in at the beginning of the program. She actually activated my prophecy when she was born. That's when I was given the download of how to create a new human reality. And that new human reality is where there is just love and there is no war. And with that, I was shown how to do that. I was shown how to create peace on earth, how to start with humans, the mom, because we as moms, there's specific things, you could probably think about it in your own life, Roslyn, where there's certain things that you want to carry forward in your lineage, and then certain things that you might say, well, this doesn't feel good to me. This doesn't feel authentic to me. And, you know, those are things that we'll call the new human reality, we are instant healers of our past and we are instant creators of our future. And the number one factor is our willingness and our belief that we can have power over what has had power over us. Meaning if we have any stories where we're still locked in karma, if we have any stories where anybody or anything has a power over us, and I'll use the example of my ex-husband. When I left the marriage, it was highly contentious. There was a lot of manipulation. There was a lot of emotional abuse, and I was at war. And he has been the most instrumental tool with me gaining my emotional freedom. Wow. Through what I call the love codes, which is where, you know, and what God says is love thy enemy. And I have healed that relationship through many, many evolutions and many, many challenges with love, unconditional love, which is the new code of love, which is that I'm not only speaking it, but I am the embodiment of it. So the embodiment means that you've gone through an inner transformation where pain has been the portal to come out on the other side of it in a very high vibration of being able to release a story so that you are 100% in your power. So this is the capability that moms are unlocking in my community right now.
I love that. I want to just pause there and just highlight what you just shared. Cause there's so, I'm like, don't want to interrupt Carrie. Cause I'm like, oh my gosh, this is quotable. Oh my gosh, this is totally like great. Yeah. Great. Like we could even go in deeper. So, you know, I really want to highlight this for those that are listening, those that are feeling in pain and wounding in whatever way, whether it's karmic, past life, current reality, you know, I really love how you put it this way, that Your pain is the portal that will, as you go through it, and you guys hear me say this a lot, is our purpose, our pain is turned into our purpose when we consciously choose to work on ourselves, look at our own shit, and be able to understand how this, what this pain is teaching us. And so I love how you shared it, that pain is a portal to a higher frequency. That's so huge. That's so huge.
Yeah, it is. And the transcendence of what I call, and this isn't my work, this is Eckhart Tolle, the transcendence yes. of the emotional pain body. The mm-hmm. emotional pain body is the karmic patterns. It is, I did a retreat. I was called to go to Big Bear Lake, California last fall with a group of my clients, where we ended the karmic cycle and we created the infinite cycle, which is this is the new human. It is where we have zero limitations other than what we perceive. And you know, if we study law of manifestation, anybody who's listening to your show understands this, but it's one thing to understand it from concept. It's another understanding to actually be infinite. And what I am an infinite code activator, which means able to unlock the infinite source within and connect that to your infinite potential. So it's like a timeline. We have different timelines that we're here to manifest. And
okay, Carrie Ann, I gotta ask, because I'm yeah. like, all right, I really want to know more about like what, because I'm listening, I'm like, okay, amazing, you're an infinite code activator, which sounds so juicy. I'm like, oh, I love that. And then you help others become infinite creators of their lives, infinite activators in their own lives. How do you do that? What's your personal method?
My personal method is, yeah, I can. I mean, it's through light. It's through high vibrational frequencies. It's through being a conduit of angelic, the angelic realm, the new human realm, which is what I'm sourcing from my soul's unique frequency. And we all have our unique, yes. our unique frequency.
Yes.
In fact, I have a friend of mine who's a male friend, where I did some energy work up at a lake several years ago. I did not know why I was called up there for this work to do on the divine masculine. And then recently he was at that lake. I didn't know it. And I just got the intuitive hit to anchor him into his soul frequency so he could start sourcing from that. If we're not Oh, wow. sourcing from our soul frequency, we're sourcing from a false frequency, and we have interference. We have highs and lows. We have, you know, I was just speaking to a client today, and this is very common, where her ex-husband, who was, you know, we'll say abusive to her, or treated her, mistreated her, where he had control over her mind. Mm-hmm. And when we work, and she's a very powerful creator, the most powerful creators on earth right now have wounds, and we also have this emotional, we also get emotionally manipulated, where our thoughts all of a sudden will then create an inner environment where we're going to judgment or shame or worry, and that will slow down our manifestation powers. So what my work is to amp up the vibration, the inner vibration, so that we can move quickly through these old timelines that are not serving ourselves as moms. We're not serving our children if we can't, you know, if we're not sourcing from within. And so that we can be, free. I remember being like, wait, the freedom lifestyle, I can create that. And I didn't understand that, like, I had to free myself. Mm-hmm. And there's been many, 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 many evolutions of that. But, you know, it's really that we, every moment, we can choose a new thought, a new creation. And also what is so imperative and what, you know, what they don't, people really don't talk about is that, like, we've already created it and we are the universe inside of us, and that we can have access to that universe. And when we do, we are the ultimate creators of our life. So yes, 1,000%. We all have this.
And so I'm going to bring it to this. How, as in your role as a mom, how do you bring this into your relationship with each of your daughters? What does that practically look like? And then what's the ripple effect in terms of how your daughters get to, I'm going to say consciously choose to show up? I believe that a lot of listeners are going to be intrigued with, okay, I want to know the strategies. How do you do this? How do I start implementing?
So to answer your first question, I always said to my kids, I said, someday people will be coming into our home and watching how we function, because there's something very different. There is not that layer of me holding back, nor is there that layer of my children holding back. So when I first started to just trust my soul to guide me as a mom, it was scary, because I was so used to, you know, doing what my parents had done, which did not feel authentic to me. And as a child, I just understood, I was like, wow, like, there's so much missing, and not knowing where that would come into place, but there was so much love missing, and love didn't mean love, and I didn't feel love, and all my life was wrapped around love, right? Like, seeking love. And so what each of my daughters have taught me through their own challenges, or through, you know, when they're either, like, quote unquote, defiant or they're difficult, was this surrender. And again, I was just speaking to my client about this. It's like, you've got zero control over anything. And if you think that you do, you're actually trying to play God, right? Like, my kids and I have been through hell together. We have been through hell together, where everything possible that could happen, you know, like, we've faced that challenge together, and it has broken open the pain body. It has tested me as a mom, my resiliency, and then my ability to be able to feel. So the first one is surrender. The second one is feel. And I don't know if you have ever really allowed yourself to fully be in an emotional breakdown where you are on the floor, hands and knees, trembling, shaking. And then on the other side of it, just saying, thank God I was able to get that out.
Because that
is no longer holding me captive.
I love what you just shared about that, because when I run workshops, and this comes from my background as a therapist, you know, the power of experiential working with the client right then and there to allow whatever needs to be released, shaking, tremors, primal screaming, anything that needs to honor that pain body and release it. So that we can, again, I'm going to go back to your pain, like, moving into that portal, right? Like, we're allowing ourselves to let go. And even in the animal kingdom, that they, after trauma, they shake it off before they re-enter their herd or their flock. And as human beings, we don't do that. We stuff it down and we lock it in. So I love that you're honoring the unlocking, literally the physical shaking, the physical tremors, the screams, because that's so deeply important. We absolutely need that.
Yeah. Just an example. I had an episode with, I have a 12 and a half year old, should be 11. I mean, I should be 13 in November, and I'm starting to learn how to embrace her as she wants to spend more time on her appearance and she needs more time to get ready. So I decided that I was going to bring my kids for a hike, and I was like, hey, we're going to leave in 10 minutes. And my oldest just had this absolute, like, meltdown. And what I understood was, like, okay, so this, she gets to move through this, And, you know, it was like, I'm staying at my parents' house for the summer. And, you know, I was in this feeling of like, they're judging me. They've got all this, you know, cause I can, you know, I'm really good at picking up on energy, and it was really highly uncomfortable. And I'm like, I'm going to take a stand for transformation. What is on the other side of this for my family and I is something incredible. And I do this all the time. I am willing and eager to go there with my kids, because I want my children to be able to be free 100%. And so what she was doing is, you know, she was saying, I'm having an anxiety attack, I'm, you know, all this. And she could wear it very well has been. And I stayed totally present with her. And I was like, we're going out the door. I just kept moving the energy forward. We're going out the door. We're going out the door. I mean, she was screaming at me, telling me I was a horrible mom, that I don't care. We are going out the door, right? I wasn't, and this is important, I was not focused on what was going on and feeding into her limitations. I was focused on breaking the pattern where she is believing that she's limited, or that she even has anxiety. Mm-hmm. This is how you break the code on anxiety.
Yes.
You have to be very resilient. And my kids and I have been through this many times. So I was like, okay, out the door, Neve, out the door.
Yes, in the car. It's all about the root energy that you're coming from, because it could look different. Mm-hmm. Like you could come from frustration and like, oh my God, let's just move on, and not from impatience, frustration, or you can come from this place of like, I understand that as we keep moving forward, the anxiety is going to move through. And even though it might look the same on the outside, it's the energy that the child
feels. It's the inside.
Yes.
It's the inside. Yep.
I love that.
So
my love, we got to get to head into commercial, but when we come back, let's continue this discussion to really flow through this power of being a mother.
Awesome. Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hello, welcome back, my loves. So, Carrie Ann, we could totally jam for another hour. And we, of course, because of the time, I really want to move into the topic of you've got this summit coming up. This summit coming up, tell us more about it. Tell us who it's for, why they should be there. And what's the transformation that those that are coming will receive?
Right. Well, thank you so much. Well, the summit is called the Unlock the Secret to Your Best Life. Discover how to live your authentic life, radiate from within, and manifest without compromise. And it is for moms who are understanding that there is something bigger that lies within, bigger desire, maybe even bigger emotions that they're experiencing. And they're at a transition point in their life where they are ready to really understand what comes next and living that authentic life. And they have big manifestations they want to create. They have really big desires that they want to create for themselves and their families. So why you should sign up, because education is so important. And what I loved, Rosalyn, was I loved hearing other people's stories who had been successful doing what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And also to understand, you know, that nothing comes without challenge, and how to handle the ups and the downs and the ins and the outs as you're building your best life. As I was sharing, like, our best life is within us. It's not outside of us. And when we unlock the best life inside of us, we align it and manifest it in our physical reality. And that's what I call creating miracles, you know. And I believe we're in major miracle energy right now. So yes, surrounded by miracle energy.
Yes, yes. If we Lionsgate just opened it. Too. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, huge, so delicious. Huge. Yes. Mm-hmm. And so I'm so honored to be also be part of this summit, and we're gonna have a lot of fun jamming on that one. Yeah, if you all felt called to, in terms of like listening to this conversation, and like me, I'm just like so curious about Carrie Ann and her, just how she works with people and this and her kids, and just how the ripple effects get to move out into the world. This summit absolutely is for you. We get to be fully responsible, step into our power, and call in what it is that we deeply desire. And I know that there's going to be tons of tools on this summit, tons of education, and you're going to receive a lot of ahas. So Carrie Ann, I would love for you, because when you said the cosmic laws of love, I was just literally lit up. Like, I'm literally having soul gas. I'm like, oh, okay, we need you to deliver a meditation that's based on the cosmic laws of love. So I would love for you to guide us. And towards the end of this meditation, I will come in with a light language activation. So for those of you listening, and it's in your time to do so, if you're driving, obviously, you know, you'll come back on the replay. But I'm going to invite you to get into a really comfortable position as Carrie Ann guides us through a meditation for tapping into the cosmic laws of love.
So, go ahead, Karen. Thank you so much. So if everybody can just drop into their hearts, and you want to breathe into your heart as if your heart was a lung, filling your heart with what I call this liquid living love, and that I'm activating this liquid living love inside of your hearts right now. So you might feel a warmth. You might feel that your heart is almost becoming like a generator or a furnace heating up. And we're going to go for each one of you. There is energy right now inside of your heart that is ready to be lifted off you. It represents a film of illusion that is blocking your heart's inner knowing of love, and just reminding us that when we were born, we did not know anything but love and peace and joy. And that love as we know it right now has been an illusion. And that we are here as moms, as creators, to unlock the gifts of the sacredness, the truth of love. So as I'm clearing, I'm actually going to open the back door of the heart, and the back door of the heart is where we access our cosmic gateway. And we're opening the back door of the heart, and we're connecting you to your cosmic source. And we are also opening the front door of your heart to allow that cosmic source to move through you. To move and clearing out, expanding your heart. As the energy of what I call the God source energy, which is what activates the code. So the code of your own cosmic love happens when you connect with your cosmic source, which we just did through the back door and the front door of the heart, and your inner truth code. I call it the truth of love code, the truth of peace code. And so opening this up, for some of us, we might have to go a little bit deeper into the inner resources, the inner spaces in the heart. And I'm just putting the potential in there that you, as the creator of your life, you start to awaken to your inner knowing of the cosmic laws of love, which is how God knows love, which is unconditional, absolutely unconditional. And love is the most powerful healing source of the universe, of the world. And when we actually become love, and we're going to do a ripple from this space, we're going to ripple it into all of our cells, and we're going to do some work on DNA. This is where we change the frequency of our DNA. This is where we get a galactic upgrade, but we also are getting a new human, which is the infinity upgrade. So if you could just imagine that inside of your heart, and I'm just going to be so go with what is required now for humanity, because we're actually, when you receive this activation, you are receiving helping to heal the planet of war. So how this can now carry out is we're going to flood our physical bodies and our cells, and we're going to give to Mother Earth, and we're going to let Mother Earth that we've received, and we're going to send it to the Earth core. And where you are in your reality right now, we're going to then bring up energy and frequency from your connection to the Earth, and we're going to send it up to the cosmos so that we're now connected in. We're going to bring down the cosmic Christ consciousness energy, which is where the cosmic law of love is located. And we're going to do an activation. The point meets inside of the heart, where it creates an infinity sign. And we're going to create a ripple of infinite love through the cosmic love frequencies, infinite love frequencies. And so go ahead and just flood yourself, flood your family. This is where we get to send a ripple of love to anybody, but we want to really think energetically now, because we're in such a high vibration that you want to be sending energy to people who you're in contention with, people who might not be in a peaceful relationship with. And go ahead and imagine that you're taking this bucket full of golden light and you are pouring it on anybody and everybody. And you can just create even this container and just intend that everybody in that container is receiving your gift of love for them. And then imagine what this can create. We can create anything with energy, and energy becomes a physical manifestation. So I would love for people to just, see what happens because of what you created today that has your cosmic law of love has been activated, and continue this ripple. So and I'm so grateful for, I'm so grateful for your participation in this.
Beautiful. So stay here, my loves, in this beautiful infinity sensations in your heart. Stay here and feel the sensations. Feel the internal orgasmic from your heart. Heartgasms.
I also feel it in my lower chakra too.
I'm doing it right now. Yes, yes. And I'm going to activate this even further with a light language to anchor all of this in and through and for the collective. Anchoring in this new reality, these sensations are part of your new reality. Breathing in what feels aligned, feels like it resonates. Letting go of anything that doesn't. Breathing in this infinite cosmic love. And breathing out this infinite cosmic love. Quaratia, quaratikaratua. And just allowing yourself to hang out with your experience in this moment. Nothing is right or wrong. You may experience images, visions, downloads, messages coming to you. Honoring what it is that you are experiencing this moment. And even from this place, I invite you to just think about something that's challenging in your life. Think about something that feels painful in your life from this place of cosmic infinite love, and what feels different from this more expansive place about your situation. What messages are you receiving in this moment? What guidance are you receiving from spirit, from divine, from the eyes of cosmic love? So just really hanging out with your experience. Taking in the downloads, taking your time. For those of you who are moms, notice how you see your children, each of your children, through these infinite cosmic love eyes through your heart. Beautiful. So I do invite you to journal what came up for you. And those of you that are just getting activated from listening to my conversation with Carrie Ann and just all the beautiful, soulicious energy that she's gracefully shared with us today, do let us know, Carrie Ann, how people can continue to stay connected with you. I will also put it in show notes, but I'd love for you to share verbally. Please let us know how people can join this summit.
I'm going to be giving you a link for people to opt in should they want to be part of the summit. And people can also check me out on Facebook at the Nourished NourisHed, Mama, MOMMA, is my business page.
Beautiful. Awesome. And I can't wait to be part of the summit, to be participating in the summit. This is going to be very juicy. Do you have any words for the audience that you want to leave?
Well, I would love to just really embrace all of you and just send my gratitude for you being here today, and to remind you that any challenge is an opportunity to connect to the infinite. And that infinite source is you. You are the solution to the world right now. It's time for you to have all of your solutions. It's time for you to have your cake and eat it too.
Yeah.
And it's time for you to thrive.
Yes. Beautiful, beautiful. Have a wonderful day, my loves. And we will stay connected on social media. Until next time, be a bold, sexy warrior.